This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Congressman Roddy Davis is now with us, and we're happy to welcome him to the program. I was really happy to see you show up at a vaccination site. Were you over at the state fairgrounds in Springfield recently?
No, I visited 8 vaccination sites in my district. Springfield, state fairgrounds, the mass vaccination site there, the mass vaccination site in Collinsville that is even getting thousands a day, and also some of my smaller counties, but also the Macon County vaccination site at Richland.
The Macon County Health Department was doing something at Richland. All right, you were there. I didn't realize that. And what is your message to the people?
Get vaccinated. Look, all the experts say that this is overwhelmingly safe. I don't have a computer chip in my arm. I don't feel anything there. I'm glad I got the vaccine. It's the only way to get back to normal is to continue to see those who are especially at risk in the higher age groups to getting more sick from this disease than others who are younger. Let's get that vaccine. We're seeing the number of cases in those cohorts drop, and that's a good thing.
Why is there so much resistance out there? And there are pockets of it. There are some evangelicals. There's some male Republicans. There's African Americans. There's history in some of these groups that I understand some of the hesitancy. We had to go to Brazil a couple of years ago, Congressman, and we had to get a vaccine to enter the country. I didn't even think twice about it. Why are so many people out there worked up about this when it is our way back to a normal life?
Well, remember, since the invention of the internet a few decades ago, there have been many stories about how vaccinations cause many different diseases and many different problems for individuals. So, anti-vaccine is not new. You're always going to have that cohort. But the problem is that people now put a political litmus test on everything, even vaccinations. And that's where I see a good number of people say that I don't trust this president, I don't trust this party, I'm not going to get a vaccine. And that's part of my message is, come on, quit playing politics with our scientists. Let's give them a chance to do their job. But they need to also be consistent, too, in the guidance that they're putting forth.
Okay. What do you hear just anecdotally from people as you travel around? Literally people say, I don't trust this president. I mean, they think the president is monkeying with the vaccines.
Well, this started back, remember, the lone vice presidential debate. You had Vice President Harris say, I don't know if I'll get the vaccine if President Trump is still president. If you don't think that same issue is going to rise on the other side when someone else wins, then you're not looking at the political intoxication of so many people on the far right and the far left in our society.
I totally agree with you. It was an ignorant thing to say at the debate. We said it to the next morning. That was an ignorant thing to say at the debate. But that, to me, being ignorant doesn't give somebody else cover for being ignorant. It's all just ignorance.
You are 100% correct. And this is why when I go to these vaccination clinics, you know what I see? I see people happy to have the opportunity to get this, happy to trust in American ingenuity, partnering with American companies to actually get 3 vaccines on the market for a disease we didn't even know existed a year and a half ago. I see most people, the majority, who want to get this vaccine, happy that they're getting the opportunity to do so.
And I think that a lot of people are, but we are at that tipping point, Congressman, in my opinion, where we had a limited number of vaccines and a whole bunch of people that wanted to get them, to now a lot more vaccines and a dwindling number of people that are still getting them, and we've got to convince a whole lot of people to get on board.
I that's why I'm out there. That's why I'm talking to them about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine that I had. My wife, who works in healthcare, had a different version, so I get to talk about that one. And also, I know others that have gotten the other version. And, we're seeing safety, we're seeing efficacy. And the bottom line is we're seeing numbers drop in the age groups that are most at risk for COVID. But the bottom line is we knew the supply was going to exponentially rise over the last few weeks. So we're going to get to that supply and demand issue. And I think long-term, Ryan, we've got to work with our public health departments to figure out, instead of having, at some point, you're not going to have people coming to the vaccination sites. So how do we take the vaccines out into the communities that aren't coming in? That's a policy debate we need to have, and a policy instruction that we need to start sitting down and looking toward.
All right. I would suggest to you that the people on the ground probably have better ideas about that than the federal government, and it probably ought to be led at that point. All right, Congressman, we're out of time. We appreciate it. Thank you, Congressman Ronnie Davis.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.